What's up, TV fans? Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com. This week, talking about the latest episode of The Walking Dead, Nebraska. Was this a good episode? It was okay. But it's getting to the point where we can say that The Walking Dead on AMC is loosely based on an amazing graphic novel. With Laurie's accident, just all the other drama that's going around with Shane, this just isn't the same show. It doesn't even have the same feel as the comic book anymore. It's like there's that one scene during the episode where Carl looks at Laurie and he says, "Yeah, Daddy shot Sophia. You know, if I was in his situation, I would have did it." Well, the show's not that gritty. Carl would never do that on the show. And it kind of just makes the show so much more tame, so much more boring than the graphic novel, Anything could happen in the graphic novel series. When Carl pulls the trigger and shoots Shane at the end of the first book, you're like, holy crap. Anything can happen in this series. A little kid just shot a guy. And it's a cop that was sleeping with his mother, who also happens to be the wife of his best friend. This is awesome. There hasn't been a moment like that yet in this TV series. And sure, the shots are pretty. The montages are nice. I mean, that scene at the end of the show where they're burning the bodies and they got that music playing, it's pretty good stuff. And the tension in the bar with the guys from Nebraska, very cool stuff. Fun, almost. I mean, the guy was on True Blood, too, so it's good that they got somebody with some notoriety to play that, you know, quick role. It says something about people wanting to be associated with the series. And again, it is an interesting show, but it's more a soap opera than a gritty, grungy look at humanity. Herschel is broken now. And he's going to change and he's going to start to become a different character. I only hope that he becomes more like the character he was in the graphic novel series. You know, Glenn is probably the closest to all the other characters as far as like how closely he resembles the character from the graphic novel. And it's really nice to see his relationship start to really blossom into something. So, and at this time, I mean, there's still so many extra characters that are just wasting away. You know, Glenn and Maggie, really good. You know, I liked what they do, but then you got T-Dog that's not really doing anything. And even though Carol and Daryl have, you know, unresolved issues and something may happen with those characters, I mean, they're really not being used. Dale just continues to bitch over and over the same things over and over about Shane and doesn't do anything. I mean, this is just, it kind of has the feel of a soap opera, a sitcom-ish soap opera on like daytime TV, except there's zombies in it. And at the same time, how many zombies were in this episode? Aside from the one that Laurie ran over, how many live zombies were in this episode? The conversation is starting to change. People are starting to realize that, yeah, the world is screwed up and that they're going to have to change in order to survive. But you're not really getting that in-depth look at the evils and the beauty of people that Kirkman did such a fantastic job of showing, or still continues to do, in his series. And again, I sound like a broken record here saying over and over the book is better than the TV show. And duh, of course. But it just feels like over and over, the more that this show is around, that it continues to go to a different course. That it continues to try and be something different than the graphic novel, than lending itself the elements of the graphic novel that made it so fantastic. It doesn't have to be a page-for-page copy, but it has to be something similar enough that the real fans, the fans that made this show possible, can enjoy. Now, the other day, I'm in my journalism class that I'm teaching, and I asked one of my students if he watches The Walking Dead. He's like, oh, it's a great show. It's a great show. I say, you ever read the comic book? No. I laughed at him. I basically said, you know, the graphic novel is so much better. The graphic novel series is so much better than the show. You have no idea what you're missing. And he was basically like, oh, okay, okay. Which is a nice way of saying, Professor, whatever. I'd rather watch the TV show. And you know what? If I had to make a decision, it'd be a no-brainer. I'd rather not watch the TV show.